Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, if we get a chance to hit some news up, there's news about the madman in Arizona, Joe Arpaio, the so-called toughest sheriff in America. We'll share some of that with you here. Of course, also coming up, Derek J. with what I think is a pretty exciting announcement. I got excited about it, so we'll talk about
that. I'm jived.
All right, good. Say. Good. So we'll get to that. But first, we've got Richard. He's calling from our very own New Hampshire. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had a trial today, so I was in the Manchester courthouse.
Really?
Yes. But my trial is not the one I wanted to talk about. I actually witnessed a sovereign citizen trial go before me.
Whoa. No kidding.
Yes, I know.
Someone calling themselves a sovereign citizen?
He called himself a non-citizen national.
Huh.
But from the calls I've heard you guys get before, it sounded just about the same thing.
Well, normally the sovereign citizen people, I always critique them. Because I think it's a, you know, it's contradictory terminology. You can't be a citizen and a sovereign at the same time, because being a sovereign essentially means you're a king of your own domain, that you rule your own world, basically, and you don't rule anyone else. But being a citizen means that you have given up your freedoms and some of your rights in return for an obligation of protection on the part of some agency, typically known as the state. And so, you know, there's definitely a big difference between a sovereign, someone who's completely free, and a citizen, someone who has essentially turned over their freedom in return for something, which, of course, we know that there are no citizens because the state refuses to honor its agreement, not that there ever was one in the first place, but the state has made it clear through its multiple Supreme Court judgments saying that, yeah, we don't have any obligation to provide you with anything, certainly not protection. We have no obligation whatsoever. So, therefore, if there's no obligation on their part, there's no such thing as a citizen. So I think the sovereign-citizen movement is confused, but you're saying this guy called himself a non-citizen?
Yeah, what was his trial regarding?
Yeah, he called himself a non-citizen national.
Hmm.
Seems to make a little more sense.
It is a little better, but go ahead. What was it about?
He had gotten pulled over for driving. I guess the officer recognized him because he's had run-ins with him before and knew he didn't have a valid driver's license. So he stopped him. And when asked for a driver's license, he said he didn't have one or wasn't going to give him one. And later on, they pulled him out, arrested him. And then when asked for identification, he said, yeah, I have identification in my truck. He had taken his New Hampshire-issued driver's license, an old expired one from 98, and cut out all the part with his address and everything on it and written non-citizen on the back of it.
Hmm.
So he was charged with driving without a valid license. And then something, I don't remember what the charge was, but it was basically tampering with a state-issued driver's license.
Defacing their crap. I mean, you have to pay for this thing, right?
It's their property, though, and you have to return it upon demand.
You go and to their office, you go through their little tests, you pay them money, they give you this piece of plastic that you carry with you in order to drive a vehicle, and these people claim it's theirs.
That's right, and they claim the same thing about your tags on the back of your car in most places, and the Social Security Administration claims the same thing about the Social Security card.
So, don't forget, the post office claims the same thing about
your mailbox. Yeah.
Right. The tampering charge was a Class A misdemeanor.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess it's because it's meant for people altering driver's licenses to get by alcohol or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy went through his whole process of, he asked if the Manchester Police Department was a corporation. He said they have no jurisdiction. He never entered a contract. All the usual stuff you hear about these cases.
Yep.
It actually didn't quite work out for him. He was found guilty of driving without a valid license.
They didn't find him guilty of tampering?
The judge dismissed that charge because he never presented it as a driver's license. He only said it was identification.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Okay.
Because the guy said he was homeless. He didn't have an address.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just kept that, so he had a photo ID.
Okay.
Wow.
So interesting.
Sort of work. He only got a
Was it driving while suspended or driving without a license? I'm sorry.
Without a valid license.
And he'd been convicted of this before?
Yes.
So did they put him in jail?
He was already in jail for not having paid his bail. The sheriff brought him in. He was in his orange jumpsuit and everything.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So was he sentenced on this particular occasion?
Yes, with just I think it was just a fine.
A fine.
So
was he released on with time served?
The judge said he would take that into consideration.
So he went back to jail.
Right, because for his not paying bail on, I think it was a previous charge or another charge. I'm not 100%.
Is he going to
sure
pay the fine? Was he making that clear?
He asked if the judge would consider his time served already, and the judge said he would take that into consideration, and they made him fill out they're going to try to make him fill out a financial affidavit, seeing if he could afford to pay it or not.
And Richard, you said that this man was pulled over because a cop recognized him, right? That he knew that he didn't have a valid driver's license, so he was just picking on him, and he hadn't committed any crime involving a victim?
Exactly.
Well, you know, and people have the nerve to call this a free country and,
oh, it's outrageous.
And say that we have freedom. And this is a man who has the idea of being a sovereign, you know, not aggressing against anyone, and this is how he's treated. He is brought from jail, where this sovereign man is staying in the free country, and then he's brought to court, given a trial where he tries to appear as a sovereign and make the case that he hasn't hurt anyone, and then they throw him right back in jail.
Yep. Well, I mean, there's just proof that, you know, this whole particular approach, while it's kind of understandable, like it makes sense, I've tried some of it myself. It just doesn't matter. Nothing you say to these people is a magic word. You can't say, well, I didn't agree to this, or you don't
right.
have jurisdiction because I didn't consent. You know, even though the first line or the first paragraph in the New Hampshire Constitution says it's government by consent, even though the Declaration of Independence talks about how government should be by consent. You can let them know, I didn't consent. There's no evidence I consented. Ask them to prove the evidence, you know, show the evidence that you consented. They can't show it. It doesn't matter, though.
They don't even attempt to show it.
No, they have the gun.
No.
That's right.
Yeah, he had some document he claimed was an affidavit of truth, claiming he didn't. They had no jurisdiction, and he didn't agree to any of this. And he, I guess he had to notarize and file with the state, but obviously that didn't matter because they do what they want.
Richard, from the looks of this trial, I assume it went on for a little while because he was filing motions and such, but do you think it would be effective if more people emulated this? Do you think the judge would start to get concerned that citizens or non-citizens were not consenting to his government?
I'm not too sure. He didn't seem too fazed by it.
Okay. So he could just deal with 10 of these in a row, and that would be fine?
Well, I think that ultimately numbers matter, right? So
right.
I think that whether it's people coming in from this sovereign person kind of perspective, or it's just individuals who are refusing to cooperate,
I was there for my vehicle was not, you know, it had the wrong color sticker on it. It wasn't inspected, so I took that to court. That's why I was there.
So how did it go for you?
I got found guilty.
Of course. What are you going to do? Are you paying the fine, or what are you doing?
I did pay the fine. I told my mother didn't want me to even ask to go to jail instead because I told her it was her Christmas present that I'm just
paying. Oh, what a guy. Hey, thanks, Richard. Appreciate hearing from you, man, and thanks for the story.
It's funny.
855-450-FREE. I think that any amount of numbers really makes a difference. And usually people like this guy are standing alone. They don't have folks backing them up. He may not even know about the Free State Project. He may not even know that there are people in the very area in which he lives that are, you know, that can empathize with him, that could at some level support
absolutely
what he's
I think
doing.
That the best thing that the sovereigns have going for them, and it confuses them, the issue is that they are, to the court's understanding, annoying and confusing.
Yeah.
And I'm not calling them annoying and confusing. I'm saying that the courts consider
them to be
annoying and confusing. And so, therefore, they may, for a given court, may decide for any given reason that they would just, like, oh, yeah, well, get them out of here or whatever, or bring something up at another time. You know, so they've got a difficult situation in that, you know, they're getting some information from here and there. And this is all just sort of hearsay information. I mean, how could it be anything else? And, you know, it gets confusing, and I think it leads a lot of people down paths where they...
Well, I think if you're getting into believe that you're going to be able to utter something in court and have them all of a sudden change how they behave, that's the real mistake. That's the real problem, because as Derek pointed out, they've got the gun, and they don't care what you have to say for the most part. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll free at 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. What is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. They can do it for your business. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, just got off the phone with him today, as a matter of fact. He will make sure that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. Your customers will be treated with respect. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com, top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so we were just talking about the idea of these so-called sovereign citizens, or this other guy was calling himself a non-citizen national, which I think is a step in the right direction. Still don't like the term national. still think that has that kind of nation feel to it. But the ideas that a lot of the so-called sovereign citizens have is that, you know, they got a lot of the ideas right. Like they're on the right page on a lot of things, like that they own themselves and that they should be in control of, you know, with whom they're contracting, and that they've never contracted with the people calling themselves the state or the city. And so therefore, all of these petty little rules that the people calling themselves the government are enforcing upon us are completely invalid.
Yeah, they don't apply to us.
Right. I mean, it makes perfect logical sense. Now, how many of these folks are actually good at explaining it in a logically understandable manner? That's another question, because they can get really deep into this kind of sovereign citizen rat hole, basically, and there's a lot of theories out there. There are a lot of purveyors of these plans, like, I will give you the secret to getting out of every traffic ticket. Just send me $300, and I'll send it all to you on one CD-ROM. You know, those kinds of folks. So there's a lot of what I consider to be scam artists out there, basically, who are, you know, they're making some pretty wild claims. Well, if you just fill out the right forms, then you can completely opt out of the system.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, sorry, it's fantasy.
Well, they're assuming that there's justice in the system somehow. Like,
right.
Oh, yeah, there's this justice. People just lost their way somehow or forgot how to defend themselves in court. And I'll teach you. That's fallacious.
Or that there's some loophole within the system, even if there's not justice, that there's some hidden statute or something like that somewhere that no one knows about. And if you just do this and this and this, then they'll have to recognize you.
Yeah.
And they'll have to, you know, just completely kick the case out. And it sounds very tantalizing. And some of it is actually backed up because, you know, I've looked into it fairly deeply. Some of it is actually backed up by some statutes and, you know, legalese. And, you know, they can cite this legalese. It makes it look like, yeah, you know, they're right about this stuff. But then when you try it out,
yeah.
You know, the world comes crashing in on you as none of it works. And, you know, you end up getting in jail for contempt charges on top of whatever other charges, you know, you were already facing.
Right.
So it's pretty risky thing to do.
I think the most important wrongful presumption is that these people who are going to court are among gentlemen or their peers. They're not. They're among bullies. And if people can remember that when they're going to court, that you're on a schoolyard and you're facing bullies.
Right. Well, what would the bully do in the schoolyard if you said, yeah, but your bully rule book says that you can't do that to me? You know, what's the bully going to do? He's going to, like, give me your lunch money, kid. Shut up.
Yeah. Throwing you back in a cage, or just like the sovereign was earlier. But the sovereign earlier, had he been a member of a very exciting new website, could have earned a point and earned himself some Liberty swag.
A fine segue. Now, what website and what are you talking about, points?
Well, Ian, freeagents.com is a great place for Liberty activists
okay,
to share what
they're
doing.
Okay, first things first.
What's
this
up?
This is my one critique of Free Agents. I love Free Agents, and I'm totally behind it, as we'll see
yes.
here in a moment.
All right.
But you're on the radio, and freeagents.com is not where you want to send people.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for pointing that out. FR33 agents is how Free Agents is spelled.
Mm.
And it has
so
a
just
special,
spell it out every time you say it.
It has a special meaning. So FR33agents.com is a great place for liberty activists to share what they're doing and get connected with other liberty activists doing similar projects. So
this is international, right? Like, this isn't just
right.
a New Hampshire thing.
That's right.
Right.
So this gentleman who was calling from Maine, I believe, would be able to take his traffic ticket to court and report it to Free Agents, FR33agents.com. And
take some video of it, for instance.
Yeah, take some documentation. And then there are people who use FR33 agents to incentivize people doing activism. So there's already someone who has donated for points for people who are a part of the site to participate in activism. So this gentleman would be able to earn, say, a point for participating in taking his traffic ticket to court.
I think it's an exciting way to incentivize people to some extent to get out there and do things, and also at the same time introduce them to new ideas. So, for instance, when you go to FR33agents.com, there's achievements. There's a tab up there for achievements, and there's groups and other things up there. But when you go to achievements, there's different things that you can look at, and I'm sure you can name some of them off to us here, but like doing Don't Take the Plea Deal outreach, for instance, or taking something to court or starting a community radio station.
Doing some cop blocking or handing out some flyers like Don't Take the Plea Deal flyers. Escaping to Keene is another one.
That's one. Or moving to the Shire.
Cop blocking.
Yes.
That's what he said, cop blocking.
I just want to make sure.
Oh, yes. Right. And also, one even children could participate in is a lemonade liberation stand, having a lemonade stand and selling lemonade.
Personally, I think kids are the best cop blockers. I mean, they can, you know, they're unassailable. What's a cop going to say to a little kid with a video camera?
They're very disarming, yeah. Aren't right. they?
Now, are some of these things that the FR33agents.com incentivizing people to do for, merit badges and points and things like that? Are some of them extra legal, contrary to the law?
Some of them are.
Okay.
Because the requirement for becoming a member of FR33 agents is abiding by the non-aggression principle.
Sure.
The zero aggression principle, just being that you're not aggressing against other people. You, of course, have the right to defend yourself, and so some of the people who are participating in this activism may see it as defending themselves against aggression. Some things may be extra legal. For example, Robin Hooding, which...
In some places, it is illegal to do Robin Hooding, and that is where an individual who is interested in helping people, save them from being victimized by the agents of the state, the parking enforcers, and wherever you are, you go from parking meter to parking meter, you walk down the street, much in the way that the parking enforcer might walk down the street, and you should simply check on folks and make sure that they still have time on their meter, and if it's expired and there's a car there... You know, you drop a nickel in or a dime in or whatever, and you give them a few extra minutes and save them from the meter maid. In fact, it's most effective when you can actually find the meter maid and just walk in front of her.
Right,
but in some places they'll charge you with a crime for that.
Right, but it is a terrific way to keep the state from collecting revenue. And if you're a person who says, I wish I could go out and do some Robin Hooding every day of the week, but you don't have the time to do that, FR33agents.com gives users the ability to incentivize others to participate in Robin Hooding. You can award others points for this. And
the points get you points too.
Yes. So the people who are participating in Robin Hooding and all these other various types of activism earn Liberty swag. They earn swag from FR33 style.
So that's coming soon. This is brand new. It's in the site's in a beta phase, and I'm pretty jazzed about it. In fact, I'm behind it as an early sponsor with Free Keene and the Shire Society as well. So we'll talk a little more about it here in a moment. 855-453, because I think it's a really unique tool for activists and something that I think is going to help a lot of people, inspire people,
give
to,
them new
to
ideas
things,
and
new
people.
Ideas. Yeah, and collect a bunch of great activist ideas all in the same place as well. 855-453, you take control, Free Talk Live.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features you'll find there completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. The features there, by the way, include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry about it. They're right there. You just click and download and get as many of them as you would like over at freetalklive.com.
Free State Project's Liberty Forum is February the 23rd to the 26th. That's coming up here in 2012. It's one of the largest liberty gatherings in the world, and you could be part of it. It'll be held at the elegant Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. So far, some of the speakers include, who are some of your favorites, Ian?
I'm looking forward to meeting Jody Emery. We've had her on the show so many times over the years, and she's such a, just a dynamic activist. I'm pretty excited about her.
Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. I'm not meeting him for the first time, but
he is great, too, yeah. Michael Bolden.
Peter Schiff, big name.
Woohoo!
He's
a big name.
He's going to be there. Joe Spierko from the Survival Podcast.
Yeah, I thought it was Jack Spierko.
Glasses can't fix my vision problem. Yeah, they can't do it.
Maybe you should just take that eye out. It's only one bad eye, right?
It works a lot,
yeah.
But it just throws off a piece of paper in front of me enough that, you know, I'm just kind of guessing at words sometimes.
And there's a lot of guest speakers they're having this year that, honestly, I'm unfamiliar with. So I'm going to be learning a lot about things that I've never, you know, topics I might never have heard about
before. And that's one thing Chris Lawless, the organizer, really is particular about, is he wants to have new people every time. He doesn't want to recycle the same guests over and over again, which, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that have been there that I really enjoy seeing and would like to see again. There's no doubt. But at the same time, I see the value in what he's saying. Whenever I go and I watch the speeches these folks give, I'm always impressed. So, you know, it's well worth it. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use coupon code FTL2012.
By the way, for the Liberty Forum, Oh, it's going to be a blast. And Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live there. And, of course, we'll be, you know, you'll get a little taste of some of these guests, like the guest speakers they've got on their lineup. We're going to try to wrangle as many of them in to talk to them on the air as possible. So you'll get a little bit of a flavor if you're listening out in radio land for what's happening. We'll also interview people that are just on the ground. We'll, of course, have some of our great co-hosts like Derek Jay on to join us for a little while as well. And so you get a lot of different voices on the third mic from Free Talk Live on these live shows. But I just went to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. I clicked on the registration link because I know that over the weekend they were planning on increasing the prices. The early bird pricing is now over, so you now are paying the full rate. But it's not that much more expensive. It's $10 more. So they haven't really jacked the rates up significantly. It's $209.
We made a big deal about $10.
Very affordable.
Yeah, it's $209 basically for the full weekend, Thursday through Sunday. The VIP pass, it gets you into all the dinners and the luncheons and the stuff that they're doing and all the panel discussions.
Even dinners?
Yeah, it even gets you dinner. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow.
It's so affordable. I mean, it's an amazingly low-priced convention. This is a nice hotel you'll be staying in. Of course, the hotel's separate, right? So you've got to pay for your own stay. You could stay somewhere else if you wanted to. But the ideal place to stay is in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to be driving to another hotel, especially if you've been partying late night. You just want to be able to go up to your room and crash or go up to your room and party.
whatever it is you're doing.
All of the above will be happening at the Liberty Forum. So freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. And if maybe you're somebody, like for instance me, I don't get a chance to go to the banquets because, or at least the dinner time stuff, because I'm on the air night.
Lunchtime's been
great,
though.
Lunches and they're great. But if you're more like somebody that, want to go eat the hotel food, though it's usually pretty good, you want to maybe go out and explore Nashua and kind of eat some more local flavor, you can pick up the three-day pass for $119. Now, that doesn't include the discount you were talking about, Mark, with the Free Talk Live discount code.
FDL2012.
So, right. Punch in FDL2012 and knock 10% right off the price.
Whoa.
So FDL2012 over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Now, what are you pointing
at? Pounding on the desk.
I am so excited. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm just the Liberty Forum.
I'm just getting like a schoolgirl for this Liberty Forum.
How much different from a schoolgirl are you normally?
Pretty. Thanks, Mark.
So we've been talking about something else I'm excited about. And Derek J., you are certainly excited as well. The launch, which it's launched at this point, of Free Agents, FR33Agents.com. You can go there. We talked about FR33 agents a long time ago on Free Talk Live, but it just kind of stalled out a little bit, and the design wasn't as snazzy as it is now, and it really is a great looking site now.
And it's easy to use.
I logged in last night and was kind of exploring about the system. It's still in a beta phase, so hop on in if you spot something that's screwy. Would it be appropriate to post it in the forum if somebody spots a bug or something?
Absolutely.
Like that?
We call that tab the assembly, modeled after the general assemblies that are so popular nowadays.
So one of the things that we touched on that I think is really great is this achievements idea. You're going to have kind of activist merit badges. Like if you, do Robin Hooding or don't take the plea deal outreach or whatever. And these are things, a lot of them can be done anywhere. Start a radio station or whatever. You get points, and then those points can get you T-shirts and merit badges and things like that. That's pretty cool. But the other thing that's really neat about FR33agents.com is right when you sign up, The website asks you, do you want your own blog?
And isn't that the greatest?
Right, and you can label it whatever you want. So you've got your own, and what is it? Why don't you get it up for post?
DerekJ.FR33agents.com.
Right, and so right when you're signing up, it asks you, what do you want it to be called? You can type in, Joe Blow, FR33agents, or,
Used that name in years.
Anything.
But it is
anything
really great
want.
That you can make your own blog. So if you
Mark just got it.
I had it.
Okay.
I was
if you have activism that really excites you, not only can you update it on your blog, but it'll appear on the activity page, which is one of the first links on the site. So if you want to see what activists are doing all over the world, you can check it out at the activity page on FR33agents.com.
Right, and you don't have to have your own blog. It's an option. So at any time, if you want to, you can skip that part. I did, because I've already got freekeen.com. But if I wanted to, I could start up my own blog. Or it doesn't have to be about you necessarily. For instance, we started something up just recently, Shire 911, which is going to be like an emergency call service for activists up here living in the physical boundaries that are commonly known as the Shire. So that Shire shire911.fr33agents.com. And the system is set up to where, like, people that can send a few bucks in can actually have their own URL forward be hosted at FR33agents. So, for instance, we've got shire911.com that people are going to be able to just go to that shorter URL, and it'll take them right to the blog page on FR33agents. I mean, it's really cool.
That's right. And all of the recent activity from Shire911 would be appearing on the activity page. Now, not only that, but say you create your own blog and you've got a lot of activism that you want to uncover or whatever you talk about on your blog, you can form a group around that. And there's a tab mm-hmm. on the front page for groups. And so that would get a bunch of liberty activists all centered around one common goal, call it Robin Hooding, and then they would be able to get all the recent updates on what's going on with Robin Hooding.
Mm-hmm.
And
Robin Hooding is going in front of meter maids and putting change into
right. Thank you, Mark. Yes. Yeah. So I just think it's a great tool for liberty activists to use, and also liberty organizations, people who want to promote more activism.
It's empowering. I think it's empowering to activists. It can help them share ideas with one another. And it's not just like another forum. I mean, there are forums, and when you open up your own group, for instance, the group can have a section that's on the forum and things like that. So there are those kind of classic ways to interact. But I think the achievements, that's really exciting. You know, one thing that it's not another Facebook. It's got things that Facebook doesn't have, and it's focused on liberty activism. And plus, it's really important to get away from using, I'm not saying shut down a Facebook account. Obviously, Facebook's very useful for a lot of things. But it's important to have your activism eggs, so to speak, in different baskets. You know, to have something going on at FR33 agents, to have something going on at Facebook, to have, you know, a separate forum like over at Freekeen for other things, you know, so to have different things. And obviously the critique of that is, well, you don't want to have people scattered about in too many places, and I think that that's true. But I think that FR33 agents is a welcome addition to the activism community.
Well, people may criticize me for wanting to live in a bubble here, but one of the things I prefer about FR33agents.com over Facebook is that all of the activities that are coming out of it are liberty-oriented.
Right.
I don't have to scan through a bunch of photos or anything about random stuff that happened that
here's
day.
Here's my vacation pictures.
Yeah. Right. it's all liberty activism.
It's very focused, and it's free for anybody that wants to go and sign up. It's going to continue to be free, and there are ways to sponsor things, which is also pretty exciting, too. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The airwaves. You can do it toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. Maybe you've got a smartphone. You'd like to get quick access to our live streams and podcast. Head over to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
So, Derek, I see you charging up your Vaporsmith's e-cigarette right here now, puffing on it during the show.
That's right. He's charging it in his laptop.
That's right. You can just plug it right into a USB or into a regular, snail mail port.
Regular power jack and AC jack. It's very versatile.
It is. This is, for those that smoke cigarettes, it's a better option. In so many ways, it's a better option. It'll deliver the nicotine that you want in ways that is more healthy for you, 22,000 times healthier, less costly. The average smoker can save about $120 a month.
That's a serious savings.
You can smoke it in all kinds of different places that you can't smoke, as long as you're not in Boston.
You're smoking and it's vape.
Vaporize it in so many places that you... It's called an e-cigarette, so it has that smoke feel.
You can use it.
That's right. So anyway, and you can get a free one, just like Derek J. has right now.
I sure did.
Just like I've got in my hand. You can get a free one by going to Vaporsmiths.com and purchasing 40 cartomizers, coupon code FTL. The cartomizers are equal to about a pack of cigarettes as far as nicotine content. And... 40 of those cost about $70. That's a lot less than 40 packs of cigarettes. Also, you'll get free shipping. It's Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL, or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, coupon code FTL, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
All right. I got to say something about that. Please. The Vaporsmiths e-cigarette flavors are better than any cigarette flavor I've ever had.
Yep,
any
true.
Regular cigarette, forget about it.
They are tasty.
Yeah, the flavors are much more interesting than, what do cigarettes taste like? Kind of like mud?
But I'm enjoying clove right now, and I have to say it's tastier than any clove I've actually had.
Mm.
It doesn't have that smoky feel, too.
That's, I think, what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so our number here, 855-450-FREE. As we continue, I think there's a couple more points that I want to touch on about this free agents, FR33agents.com. It's kind of a relaunch, and it's been redesigned. It looks great, and it's got it's easy to use. It's pretty straightforward. There's a few maybe tweaks still need to be made. It's in beta for the remainder of this month with a target official launch start date of the first of the year. But I was so jazzed about this. We've been having late night meetings and talking about all kinds of stuff regarding FR33 agents and the Shire as well. And, you know, I think that they tie in perfectly together, obviously. And FR33agents.com ties into all kinds of activism. That's its purpose, is to bring activists together, give them the opportunity to be able to speak, to set up their own blog without having to go through some, you know, corporate thing or whatever it is you'd have to do to set up your own blog. You just get it as part of being a member here. Create groups, create achievements, these basically merit badges, essentially activist merit badges that can be handed out, like physically given out to people that do activism.
That's right.
Bring activism together.
I used to use it as a joke for doing civil disobedience, and now you guys actually have it.
That's real.
Yeah. Ian, do you get yours immediately?
I've already got a couple points. Actually, last night the top point getter. I had 2 points, and everybody else had one. I mean, that's how brand new the site is.
You're already beat, though.
Really?
Yes. But I think it's also it's really great to use to network with other liberty activists. If you feel alone in your activism and you're just doing...
You probably aren't in New Hampshire.
Right, you aren't in New Hampshire. But if you do feel alone doing your liberty activism, visit FR33agents.com. You can see all kinds of people all over the world that you could network with, people that you... with ideas you've never thought of.
Now, what brought this back around? Because, like, FR33agents.com is kind of... it came around a few years ago after the demise of what was once a great organization known as Bureaucrash, and FR33agents kind of came up as the idea of, well, let's replace Bureaucrash with this. This was at the very beginning, kind of the social networking heyday, when folks were kind of jumping on board and being like, well, we can do Facebook, too! And, it didn't really work out trying to do, like, the activist Facebook. That didn't really pan out. So what kind of sparked this new idea or this new relaunch of FR33agents.com?
Well, I know that Freedom Engineering had a huge part to play in making the usability of the site what it is, but I think the central concept behind it was to network liberty activists, give activists an incentive to do more activism, give them a place where they can find more ideas of what kind of activism they can participate
in.
And
share ideas and interact.
To share ideas and innovate. You know, it's important, I think, that once someone does participate in activism, that they're critiqued a bit, or, you know, they have a community that can say, well, this is what I would do better, or this is an idea that, you know, I need 100 people to participate in this sort of occupation event, let's say, and where are you going to find those people to do it? Well, if you create a group on FR33agents.com, you can not only find those people, but blog with them, and so that was the central concept around it.
Well, plus another neat part is it's also almost like a market for activism, because there's a way that people can invest in FR33agents.com. They can become an advertiser, for instance. We've worked out a deal with Freekeen and et cetera, to where Freekeen is sponsoring the achievement, for instance, of moving to Keene to be an activist. And so I, as that sponsor, get to come up with, how many activist points is that worth, kind of consulting with you guys, and I get to specify, well, what are the terms of that? Do you just get to, like, drop into Keene, say hi, and then leave? Or can you come to, do you have to be here for a certain period of time? So those kind of sponsors, for lack of, I'm not sure if that's the term you guys are using, but investors or whatever, there's a lot of leeway that they have to kind of customize their experience with supporting the website. And you're not just supporting FR33 agents, you're supporting the activists, not with cash, but with other incentives to be active. Like, when I heard that you said I'd been beaten on the points already, I'm like, well, darn it, I need to redouble my efforts.
Exactly, and the badges do help, too. I think that it's nice to be able to present a plethora of badges when you're up in front of a judge and show how supported you are in all of the liberty activism you've done. But you touched on investing. I think that's an important part of our main page. There is a link for those who would like to invest in a freer future by donating to this idea of points. And I shouldn't call it a donation. It's really a sponsorship of these liberty activists. So, for example, do you want to sing in the Shire Choir every day of the week?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you usually can't, but by giving $33 to free agents, you can inspire 33 choir singers to go out and sing.
Right.
And each of them will receive a point credit on fr33style.com for their participation in activism. So sponsors incentivize specific points.
Right. So it's like a market for activism. Whatever activism is actually earning money as far as sponsorships are concerned is the ones that activists are more likely to pick up and run with because they're going to get more points.
Right. Now, so if you're a liberty organization or a person who cares deeply about a particular style of activism, you can incentivize people to participate by donating $99, which would give an instructional video, which is a longer video, explaining what is this style of activism, why is it important, and how can people get involved, plus a 30-second advertisement that would be on that video.
It's great. I mean, I think it's such an original idea. It's something that I hope that that people pick up on and start to experiment with, especially right now. It's in a beta phase. And I thought it was so exciting. I wanted to put it out on the air in this kind of long-form explanation because there are a lot of people who either are already activists in our listening audience or fancy themselves as activists, but they just don't know where to start. And some of these things that are listed on the achievements page, they are things that you can do wherever you are. Now, there's obviously a couple that are kind of focused on New Hampshire, because we're in New Hampshire. FR33 agents is, you know, primarily operated here.
Right, but as folks who aren't from New Hampshire get involved, they'll be listing things in Sacramento and Philadelphia,
right,
ways that people can get involved in all of these other places.
Yeah, and it's innovative, I've got to say that, and I expect to be amused over time.
Have you been to the website yet?
Yes.
How does it look? It looks great.
It's
right?
Pretty.
Yeah. So FR33
set out in the obligatory black and gold.
You know, as a bonus to anybody who's blogging, you know, they can create their own blog site over at fr33agents.com. You can actually promote their blogs to the front page of the actual fr33agents.com. So if something
That's
is
right.
like exceptionally good by the editorial standards of the site, it'll get promoted, and you'll get points for that too.
Well, that's exactly right. So if the blog that you create when you sign up as a member of Free Agents, which is optional, but if you do create a blog, then and you create some content that's just amazing, you would appear on the front page, get 3 points for that, and then 11 points if it becomes a featured article.
Right, so that incentivizes people to blog more, to create videos and such about their content, about what they're doing. Because if you're doing activism but no one gets to see it, it's not as valuable.
Precisely.
It really isn't. So FR33agents.com, get on over there, check it out. Hour 3's next. We'll take your calls about anything, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.